Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
The lung cancer vaccine for years now is coming to the United States. When New York Governor Andrew Cuomo headed to Havana on a historic trade mission in April, he returned with the promise of an important commodity, a Cuban-developed lung cancer vaccine. The vaccine is called Simovax. It's been researched in Cuba for about 25 years, and it became available for free to the Cuban public in 2011. So far, 5,000 patients worldwide have been treated with Simovax, including 1,000 patients in Cuba. And they've had a latest study of about 405 patients, which hasn't been published yet, that confirms their earlier findings about the safety and efficacy of this vaccine. I'm sure some people will have many questions about the safety of the vaccine, whether it's going to work or not, and how do you even know? Ongoing research collaborations between these two nations are certainly going to be on the horizon as as relations between Cuba and the United States continue to thaw. For now, the researchers at Roswell Park have their eyes trained on about 20 cancer treatments and prevention technologies in Cuba. So stay tuned to Radio MD for more info as it becomes available. And in the next segment here on Health Radio, we're having Dr. Kelvin Lee on in just a few minutes for some serious Q&A. So you don't want to miss that, because we're going to really ask him, how do we know if this vaccine works? How much time is it going to take before we know? You know, the studies and the things that were done about the polio vaccine and the smallpox vaccine and the diphtheria, you know, the MMR, we've learned those over the years, and we've watched those evolve and develop, and we've seen diseases like measles, until recently, pretty much eliminated. Smallpox, tuberculosis, polio, these things have not been seen. So we know that those vaccines really do work, which is pretty exciting. But this vaccine, which has so much potential, we're going to have to see if it really works. You know, this is the kind of cancer that scares people. It has a high death rate. It's hard to detect. So if the vaccine works, that will be very exciting. And as I said, don't miss Radio MD, the show Health Radio, this show. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to one of the lead researchers on that. In my next story, Tommy Chong, who some of you may know from the Cheech and Chong movies. God, I used to watch Up in Smoke in high school just about a million times. He's introducing a new wellness medical marijuana brand in Arizona. He was in the Valley Saturday, appearing at an event that was dedicated to promoting wellness through medical marijuana. You know, he's always been a proponent of this. He's always been a proponent of marijuana in general, whether for medical or just for fun. The Arizona Cannabis for Wellness Festival was held in Encanto Green Cross Dispensary in Phoenix. And he's, you know, known for his pot-themed movies and comedies and that sort of thing. And he says if it makes you feel good, that's what medicine is supposed to do. Medicine's supposed to make you feel good. I don't know if I completely agree with that, but it is supposed to help you. And I am a proponent of medical marijuana. I see no reason why it shouldn't be legal. My mother ended up using it to help with the pain in her eye and in her head from shingles, and she had Crohn's, and it was kind of a godsend. I have friends with all kinds of cancers, and it helped them to put weight back on, to feel hungry, not so nauseous. So, you know, good luck to him. I certainly hope that he's able to get this word out there. Some local chefs were even at the event to demonstrate how to cook with cannabis. So stay tuned. We have a great show coming up. We've got lung cancer vaccine and green product things coming up. So labeling and, you know, these are great shows. I really enjoy them, and I hope you do too. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well and stay tuned.